podcast intro music, host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Ben Will Marketing Podcast. I'm your name, and today we're talking about a topic that can truly make or break your online business, driving traffic and generating leads that convert. I mean, who wouldn't want to turn casual website visitors into paying customers, right? But here's the thing. It's not just about bringing in a crowd. It's about bringing in the right crowd. There are tons of ways to bring traffic to your website. SEO, content marketing, paid ads. But the real challenge is ensuring that traffic leads to conversions. So let's break down how you can generate leads that convert into sales. Podcast music fades. Part one, focus on targeted traffic, not just volume. Many businesses focus on getting as much traffic as possible. And while traffic numbers can look impressive, if it's not the right kind of traffic, you're wasting time and resources. Host, imagine this. You've just launched a huge ad campaign. You are getting tons of clicks and people are flooding to your site. But weeks later, you notice that none of those visitors actually purchased anything. Sound familiar? That's because volume isn't the goal. Quality is. What you need is targeted traffic, visitors who are actively looking for what you offer. These are people more likely to engage with your brand and, ultimately, convert. Action. Tip. To ensure you're attracting the right audience, focus on SEO keywords that align with what your ideal customer is searching for. Not only should your keywords be relevant, but they should match the intent of your audience, whether they're looking for information, ready to buy, or just browsing. Part 2. Know your audience. You can't drive qualified traffic without understanding who you're trying to reach. This goes beyond just knowing your customer's age, gender, or location. You need to get into the mindset of your potential leads. Host, creating a detailed buyer persona helps you tailor your marketing strategies specifically to your audience. Think about the problems they're trying to solve, their biggest pain points, and how your product or service can be the solution. Use tools like Google Analytics or social media insights to gather data on your visitors' behavior, preferences, and demographics. Action. Tip. Once you have a clear idea of who your ideal customers are, create targeted content that speaks directly to their needs. If they feel like your content is solving their problems, they're more likely to stick around and eventually convert. Part 3. SEO, the backbone of organic traffic. We can't talk about driving traffic without discussing SEO. Organic traffic from search engines is one of the most sustainable ways to drive leads, and when done right, it's often the most cost-effective. Host. When it comes to SEO, the focus should be on long-tail keywords. These are more specific phrases that have lower competition but high conversion potential. For example, instead of targeting the broad-term marketing services, go for something like affordable digital marketing services for small businesses. The traffic coming from these searches is more likely to convert because the intent is much clearer. But Chagara, beyond keywords, ensure that your website is optimized for both users and search engines. This means improving site speed, mobile friendliness, and having clear calls to action, or CTAs, that guide visitors on what to do next. Action. Tip. If you're not already doing so, regularly update your content and optimize older posts with fresh keywords to maintain and improve your rankings on search engines. The more optimized your content, the more likely it is to attract the right kind of traffic. Part 4. Lead magnets. Capturing leads. Once you've attracted the right traffic, the next step is to capture leads. This is where lead magnets come into play. A lead magnet is essentially a freebie or valuable resource you offer in exchange for a visitor's contact information, typically their email. Host, whether it's an ebook, a discount code, or a free consultation, lead magnets need to be highly relevant to your audience's needs. You're not just collecting emails, you're starting the process of nurturing that lead to conversion. Action. Tip. Create a lead magnet that solves a specific problem for your audience. Make sure your CTAs are prominent and placed strategically across your website. on your homepage, blog posts, and even pop-ups. And don't forget to follow up with these leads via email marketing.